Welcome to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
And did you say Steven?
I could have.
Steven Universe.
Steven. Steven Universe. It's the World Cup. It's the world. I was completely distracted. It's the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Tons and tons of people from other countries flooding into host cities to watch their teams play. Boston ran out of beer.
Whoa. Wow.
Because Scotland was in town.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And it was to the point, like, I've been kind of like on social media. I follow like different like bartender kind of like forums and groups and stuff like that. And they were like, hey, if you're in a host city, like, sound off. What's it like? What are people like? And they're, yeah, they were like, oh, because it's industry a lot. Obviously, everybody mm-hmm. was like kind of commenting on the tipping thing. They were like, yeah, a lot of people didn't get tipping at first. But then by the end of the week that they were here, they were just like tipping outrageous amounts to like, you know, try and make up for it and like mm-hmm. try to conform to the customs. And we were having to like tell them to stop. Like, they were like started feeling bad. But yeah, apparently the Scots descended on Boston and absolutely drank up all their beer to the point that people and owners of bars and bartenders were having to get in their cars and leave state to go and get more beer.
Wow.
And like bring it back to Boston to so that people could have beer again.
They should have made Milwaukee a host city. They
couldn't, I know, right?
They would have had plenty.
They would have had tons. Anywhere in Wisconsin would have been fine. But it was, I think that's really cool. We're not a host city, are we? I don't think we're...
Seattle is.
But, like, I think I think it's really cool. I've heard nothing but, like, good things mm-hmm. from the American side on people being like, the streets are, like, filled with so many different kinds of people. Everything is, like, really cool. Everybody's in a really great mood. And it's not like there isn't that like animosity that I think people were expecting mm-hmm. there to be, because it was like, you know, people were like, oh, you know, they're going to come to the United States and they're going to talk trash on us. And, you know, because of the state of the way things are and they haven't seen that like at all. And it is like very encouraging, you know, mm-hmm.
It's really great to have a bunch of people come to see Americans who are willing to be at their best and just mutual admiration. Mm-hmm. And then there's like some stories that have come out that I wasn't aware of, like South Korea played Mexico mm-hmm. and there's a weird positive connection between Korea and Mexico.
Oh,
and,
really?
And the fans were like best buds.
Oh, that's cool.
Like,
that's
was really
great.
Amazing.
That's cool. Yeah, I think it has been like one of those things where you're like you're looking on and it's just like one of those. I don't think about the World Cup but I mean mainly I'm not like a soccer fan, so I don't like think about it a lot. But I'm like oh, I kind of wish I had like thought about this so that I could get up to Seattle and like be there for it, because I'm like just on its own, it's kind of like the coolest festival. The song this year sucks, but like. It's Shakira did a way cooler song for the other World Cup.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What's the song for this year?
It's just a cover of Jump by Van Halen, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like not.
I have gotten to the point now where I'm watching a lot of English football, and this is the land of Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, yeah. The Rolling Stones. All of their songs mm-hmm. are horrible. They'll actually write like a song for the team, and yeah. you're like, "That is terrible."
I know. And then they all want to do Mr. Brightside, which and we're like, "They're from Nevada, you guys. What are you doing?" I don't know. Is there like a what's another like? We have an Olympics coming up, don't we? Or did that get
LA,
canceled?
I think in LA in 2028.
Is that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay,
move it.
Yeah, I thought the Olympic Committee thought about moving it for some reason, but I mean it's a little late now, I assume. But like, I think seeing how everybody's like doing the World Cup, I kind of want to go down there. Like,
it'll be kind of cool.
Yeah,
it'll be kind of cool. I mean, how many times are you going to get to go see the Olympics?
I mean, yeah, true. Mm-hmm. When was the last time it was in the United States?
That is a good question.
I know Salt Lake had a Winter Olympics.
Mm. Yeah.
And I remember that.
I think 84 it was L.A., 1980 was Lake Placid, then they did Salt mm-hmm. Lake City.
Yeah.
And I can't remember another time that there's been Olympics in the U.S. Yeah. since then.
I mean, there might not even be a U.S. by the next time the next Olympics is, so we should probably
true.
Just
might
enjoy
just be,
this.
They might just be like, welcome to the Olympics in the country of California.
Yeah. In the unincorporated region above Mexico.
Basically, yeah. Basically, yeah.
I think the big thing is, I just was in England. And every time I talk to someone in England, I say, if you come over to the States, just remember, start speaking right away, because when people hear the accent, they'll like you a little bit more right out of the gate. People love the accent. They like England. And when they heard me and they knew I was American, they really were interested in talking to me, and they were really super friendly.
Oh, that's cool.
And they love our music, and people, like, you know, they wear Levi's because those are like imported and they're kind of cool.
Oh.
And that's, we have to realize we have this something that's invaluable with these relationships between other countries, where we love them, they love us. And to, you know, to trash that is really tragic, because it doesn't have to happen. And the World Cup is an example of, like, no, people still love us. They still love us. They love our music. They love, you know, I mean, they're coming over and they're eating our food, and like, they love ranch dressing.
Yeah, dude, the ranch dressing crisis has, like,
do they run out of ranch in Boston?
No,
as well?
So they probably, they're running out of ranch everywhere. They don't have
the Hidden Valley is all out.
Found the valley.
They found the valley. It's barren.
The valley's been compromised. It's
been made.
That sounds like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, right.
The valley's been compromised. That's so good. They don't have ranch dressing out there.
No,
that is, like, so American. I was just like, I'm like, surely you guys have something similar, you know. But my I have a very close friend, she's like my sister. She lives in Australia, and she kind of cooks for her neighbors and stuff like that. And she looked up a recipe to make American style ranch dressing, and she made like a tub of it for her neighbors. And she's like, you guys got to try this. And they were like, when can you make us more? And, like, her problem is, she goes, I have to use American mayonnaise from the American section of the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have an American section? And she was just like, yeah, dude, that's where you get the Kraft singles.
Yep, yep.
Oh, my God. You see things in England, they're like, we have American drinks.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're all really bad for you.
Yeah, they're like terrible. Yeah.
Again, it's like, you know, if you remember Elton John, when he was like, oh, Susie went and left me for some foreign guy, he was talking about an American. Like, like, you know, we're exotic a little bit to them. We're from outside, and it's like, it's fresh, and they love it. And it's, like I said, you know, it's just wonderful. It's so heartwarming to talk to people who are like, oh, that's great that you are from America.
Yeah. I think it's like, it's really cute when humans are like, oh, you sound different. let's be friends. Yeah. Like, yeah, I want to know more.
They're interested by the differences as opposed to, like, yeah, upset by them.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Unless you're Mike, I have a cousin who, her father is directly from Dublin, and you bring up the British to her, and she's not a fan. they're one of those. They're that kind of Irish. But it was like, every time you're just like, you want to go to England? She's like, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely. I want to stay here.
I actually know two women. I know two women, and they work together, and they're very close friends, and one's English and one's Irish. And they're like thick as thieves.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of Irish who don't, you know, they're like, it's whatever. The past is in the past, you know.
I'm friends with plenty of white people. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I know. And say lots.
All right. We will be back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
We'll be right back.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service, allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver 6 or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW, Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
And we're talking about the World Cup, talking about ranch dressing, talking about how other countries don't hate us. I was personally a little like self-conscious about that. I was just like, they probably think we're trash. Which, you know,
think we're dog water.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, hot dog water.
Hot dog water. But it turns out they don't. So it does make me want to kind of like, you know, venture out of the U.S. at some point. I got to get my passport renewed, but, I've always actually wanted to go to Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Scotland. Good choice.
I've always wanted to go to Scotland.
And return the favor and drink them out.
Go drink all their beer. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, give me all your cranberry juice.
Faith died.
And then she never came back. I think aside from that, I also would love to see South Korea. Like, yeah, I've heard South Korea is like.
Their internet is fast.
That's really nice. Good.
No, what do you like about what is it that you feel like you'd see at Scotland?
I have no idea why I want to go to Scotland. I get like a vibe off definitely the haggis. I am a weird organ eating person. I probably would eat a haggis. Haggis.
I had haggis that was good. I mean, I don't know.
I would. Wait, yeah.
So here's something that I've learned. If you have somebody and you're like, oh, we're gonna, you're in seventh grade, you're in band, you got to pick an instrument. So like, I don't know. I think maybe the trombone. And you're like, why? Like, there is some thing where your brain is organizing things.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you want to go to Scotland. You just may not be consciously aware of what that is.
I think it's just what I've heard from like people who are Scottish. Everybody I've met who is Scottish has like a kind of like warmth to them and like this sort of like realness about them, and it's almost not vulgar or blatant or anything like that, but it's just very like they have this way of just being like honest about everything, it seems, in a weird way, and that seems like a very cool like atmosphere and a way to be and a way to live. And it was I also like the weather seems really nice. I hear it's very
the pictures
green.
Look cool.
It's very green. Everything is like really old. That would be cool to go and see, I think. And then it's like on the other hand, it's like I would love to go to South Korea because everything is cool and new and like they're
not green.
They're so not
just
you know tech,
just neon.
High tech and with skyscrapers and stuff like that or whatever. But
You should go to Scotland in what it would call shoulder season. Late September,
October. Their
summer? You know, because it would be a little cooler and a little gloomier, and also like they have midges with these little annoying bugs, and where they have them, it's really really terrible.
Yeah,
and then you would just continue to have all the things that you think that you'd want to see in Scotland. You would see in Scotland, and you would enjoy it. And then, of course, the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh.
Festival would be really cool to go to. That might be another reason I'm like pulled there, because it'd be cool to go and see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I got invited to that 2 years, but it's too expensive to go with money I make. So maybe one day I'll go to Fringe in Edinburgh. But yeah, going to Europe in general, I got to go to Portugal, and that was really fun. But I have a friend that lives in Spain. Speaking of soccer, she plays soccer, and she's married to a professional soccer player, and they have kids.
Cool.
And it'd be really cool to see her out there. I also really want to go to Japan. I think it seems, you know, like kind of otherworldly.
Yeah.
And they're so far ahead in so many ways. They have like cat cafes, which are cute.
Yeah.
A lot of fresh stuff.
They have a cat train.
Hell yeah.
A whole train full of cats.
Of course they do. Oh, I'd want to go to Greece.
That's way better than snakes on a plane. Mm-hmm. Greece would be dope. Greece would be dope. Lebanon would be dope.
I want to go to Lebanon because my grandpa's from there, but he's always told me it's not safe to go. But one day it would be cool if that's possible. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. I've always, and like, I think the Middle East in general, I would really love to go and visit. And there's so many people who are like, it's not safe, it's not safe, it's not. And I'm like, it's, yeah, but I live in United States.
States. I don't know how safe that is. I don't know. When I went to China, everybody told me China wasn't safe. I got there and they're like, America's not safe.
I was like, you are correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of you are actually right. Yeah. Surprise.
In different fun ways. Yeah.
But I mean, I think that being able to spend time outside of the country, it gives you a perspective on the world that like you really don't get without taking a step back. Because it's like, it's easy to stay in a town, in a city, in a state, and think that that's the whole world, you know?
Yeah.
But like, when you're able to like... I spent like 3 years in China, and
I was gonna say you spent a long time abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I spent three years over there teaching, and I got to immerse myself in the culture and the language, and you know, I think if I were to go back to anywhere, if I were to go anywhere, it would probably be back there. And I heard that they're like, oh, well, they have all this surveillance. It's just like, so do we?
Yeah,
we literally. We also do. Yeah.
Yeah, like there's nothing you can tell me. They're like, well, you know. They don't have Facebook. It's like, we shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And it was, do you guys remember when they shut TikTok down? And so everybody downloaded Chinese TikTok.
Yep.
And they downloaded their app. And it was like, everybody was like, oh, this hits different. And they were like, this is way cooler. Like, mm-hmm. So everybody was watching the Chinese like short form video app.
Yeah.
And then TikTok was like, well, wait.
Yeah, well, hold on.
And then, and then it was like, that was fun because that was like also a big merge that I think people saw was like, because they shut down TikTok and then everybody became suddenly violently aware of these other creators that were in China. And then they were like, oh, and then all of a sudden they brought them into their circles on their other social medias. And it like, it's so weird because we assume like the internet is such like a, like, not like, it's just, it doesn't seem like it's got any barriers. Mm-hmm. But it's like something happens and then we're like, oh, wait, there's something going on over in this corner that nobody had any idea about unless you were in China. But it was like one of those things where it was like, OK, cool. It's when the awareness expands, it just like it makes me happy every time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If you go to abroad, then you.
I am abroad.
Well, first of all, you'll see stuff that isn't here.
Heard your mind.
You did. And you're like, why isn't that here? And that's always a really good thing to have that perspective. It's like, you know, the other thing is, hold on. Yeah. Got to arrange my microphone. The other thing is whatever you know, like you're like, I'm not exactly sure what I want to go to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I really believe you're right. And then the thing you have is to think about what it is about Scotland you'd hope to see and then try to figure it out if you can see it here.
Right.
Experience a little bit of that here. It's not the same. I mean, you really have to go if you can to go to a country and get that experience and leave your comfort zone and really appreciate how good our toilets are here compared to some other countries.
I feel like people get these ideas that like everything is somewhere else, and you know, like it just creates this chase of I'll go skydiving when I go to Greece, you know, and it's just like, you go skydiving here, but like all the things that, you know, I'll want to try this food. There's restaurants you haven't tried here. There's the amount, the things that we can do locally, I feel like we forget because we start to think too globally.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, we don't want to like expand in the place that we're at because we're like, no, what we're looking for is elsewhere. Exactly what you were saying.
I'll expand when I get out there.
Yeah, I'll expand when I get out. No, you can expand here. There are so many. There is like a new restaurant I want to try in Portland opening up like every other week.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, because
it'll probably only be open for a week.
Yeah, it probably will. You know, the economy's terrible. It's little things like that where it's like, oh, I want to go to this country for this festival, for this market, for this thing. And it's like, did you know actually like neighborhood markets happen everywhere?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you know also these little festivals happen everywhere, especially if you're in somewhere like Portland where it's like we are always taking an opportunity to celebrate a culture that is like, you know, not as celebrated as maybe it should be. We're coming back, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
No more.
We will be back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
We'll be back.
Discover our city's hidden gem, hiding right below the sidewalk. Underbar is a speakeasy-themed cocktail lounge located downtown Vancouver. As an LGBTQ-friendly and gay-owned space, it is a go-to destination for weekly events such as comedy, trivia, bingo, and open mic nights. Local artists are featured every first Friday of the month, and every fourth Sunday is Underbar's Underground Drag Brunch Show, 2 to 4 p.m. More information and location can be found at underbarvancouver.com. underbarvancouver.com. That's underbarvancouver.com.
Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
And we're talking about expanding your awareness here in the place where you live. And during the break, we were kind of talking about in England, where Steven just came from. It was, you were talking about halloumi cheese.
Yeah.
Which we don't really have here. And it reminded me of the other fact. My sister and I were watching The Great British Bake Off, mm-hmm. and we saw it was like we noticed that everybody was doing passion fruit everything, and it was like weird because somebody chose to do a mango thing, and everybody was like, "Whoa, mango! Whoa!" And she was like, "What is that?" And I was just like, "Well, I was like in England because of the cultures that are not." That are like part of England, because like we have like Mexican food everywhere. They have Mexican food, I'm sure, but not to the degree that we do.
Yeah. Sure.
You know what I mean? That and it's sense. Like if you come to the West Coast, we have like, especially in Portland and just in general, like this area, the Vietnamese food around here, mm-hmm. incredible. But I'm like, I don't know if you could go to England and like find pho readily.
Yeah,
the, you know what I mean?
You there's can, so much. You can of it find here. Pho there. What the we went out to dinner with a friend of my wife's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, it's really weird. I'm, you know, I'll go around England and people are like, jalapeno. And it's like,
yeah.
It's jalapeno. And she was like, what?
Right.
And it's weird. Like, they don't have a lot of Mexican-style food, which is really right. Tex-Mex food, what we have, because it's different than you could Tacayan food, for
yeah.
instance. Or well, like of most course, of, yeah. you know, Mexico is tacos and burritos isn't a real
well,
thing.
Well, that's what people, yeah, that's what people think. But it's like just like when you... we homogenize it so much, you know, and it's mm-hmm. it's the same thing. It's like, you know, Cantonese is different than Szechuan cuisine and stuff like that. It's like that's it all like those things are different. It's like yeah, everything's going to be different. It's you're not going to get the same thing in Mexico City that you would if you're like out in like Chihuahua, like it's because it's you're like out in the farmland. but it's like it's one of those things where it's like people are like, oh yeah, we have that here all the time, that's like an American thing. And I'm like, no, actually it's from the country that's like really close to us, mm-hmm. and that's and the, like that we have a relationship with that this other country does not. So it's just like it's one of those things where it was like that's why they all have passion fruit, is because like the countries that the people come from that are bringing passion fruit in, that is their version of mango. Mm-hmm. We live in a country where, you know, we have like mango is like a big thing, especially for like Mexico. Mm-hmm. So like Mexico brings in mangoes, we lose our minds, and mangoes are readily available to us. Where you bring a mango over to England and they're like, whoa, like, where it's like, here, it's like, do you want mango or strawberry? Like it's just as yeah. common as anything else.
I want strawberry mango.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. I think that that's really cool because it's like, it becomes a part of like the picture of like how you feel about like, what do you think of America? Like, I know that like, there's a lot of like, there's a larger Pakistani population in England. Than there is here, to the mm-hmm. point that it's like you like that's like somebody who's like yeah, I'm Pakistani English, which would be the same as like saying like, yeah, I'm Mexican American. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I think that's really cool that it's like we are a culture that can like not absorb it but like accept it and kind of like put it into the mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes like part of that. And I think we forget that the mosaic is made up of those little tiny pieces, mm-hmm. and we just kind of take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I couldn't find pho in, and even hyperlocal, I couldn't really find like a pho restaurant in New York.
Yeah.
I was there for 10 days and I was hungover two of those days and I was just like, I want pho, and it was nowhere to be. I couldn't find it. It mm-hmm. was just like, it wasn't as ubiquitous as it is here because yeah. it's like you go, I was like expecting to like walk three blocks in any yeah. direction. And I was like, no, it's not here.
That's interesting.
But yeah, the thing about, you know, halloumi cheese being in England, but not here. It's like, but halloumi is not an English cheese, is it?
I'm not even sure where it comes from, but you know, I went out to eat at a restaurant that was a Sri Lankan restaurant, mm-hmm. and I literally had to look at my phone and be like, "Where is Sri Lanka?" Because like, I mm-hmm. couldn't place it. And it's an island off the southeast coast of the tip of India.
Yeah,
I got to go there actually.
Yeah, and that's cool. I mean, and that I love you know, it's like stump the band, you know, mm-hmm. like if you actually stump the band, that's an accomplishment. And the right. band should be like, that's cool that you do a song that we didn't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I was like, I learned something. This is wonderful. Learning, yeah. learning is fantastic.
Learning is fantastic. Really, I was... Yeah.
I wish our country was more passionate about it.
I would be with us. I was at work and this is funny. I was at work and the World Cup was playing on the TVs, of course, and Tunisia played Japan. Mm-hmm. Japan whooped them. But I was like, oh man, poor Tunisia. And my coworker goes, "Who's Tunisia? Is that your friend?"
It's like amnesia. It's like, I forgot, but not completely. So amnesia's like completely forgot. Tunisia's like, I partially forgot.
Right. I was like, my girl Tunisia. Like,
my girl Tunisia.
Your girl Tunisia.
I met a woman in Atlanta.
Like Destiny's Child, right?
Yeah.
I was in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a Marriott. It was like, yeah. you know, a hotel. I was in Atlanta, and there was this woman. And we got to talking, and she was from Tunisia, and she carries Tunisian olive oil with her everywhere.
It's probably really good.
It is, apparently, it's the best olive oil.
Yeah.
And I was like, I learned about Tunisian olive oil. I bought a bottle because they have it. They sell it around mm-hmm. here. You just have mm-hmm. to look.
Yeah.
And it's like the world is a very, very small place and a very big place.
It is.
And mm-hmm. the more you can embrace it, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah. yeah. I also remembered that Cote d'Ivoire is a country, and I was on the World Cup, which I was like, I was looking up at it, and I was like, CIV, and I was looking at the little abbreviations, and, mm-hmm. and I was like, CIV, what is that? And then I was like, is that Cote d'Ivoire? And I was just like, I can't believe I remembered that. Like this, and then they were like, the Ivory Coast, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is so wild. It's insane just how big and small everything yeah. mm-hmm. everything really is, because
Curacao
like,
was in the World Cup.
Curacao,
Cape Verde's in the World Cup. Those are small places where people don't know where they are.
Yeah. I didn't even think they had enough people for like a team, because they have like two Olympic athletes each. Like,
I thought it was a drink.
Yeah, blue Curacao. My brain went there first.
Curacao,
like, that's
yeah.
that's a liqueur. It's yeah. blue. Put yeah. in an AMF.
Or it can be orange.
yeah, for real.
Blue stuff in an AMF. That's yeah. great.
the world is a wonderful, exciting place. It's for the most part as dangerous one place as another. There are some places that are particularly bad, but the United States has fantastic toilets that work very, very well. And there are a lot
that's
of places
the
where
the toilets here though.
Yeah, and
free.
It's something that we should be proud of. And the Japanese have taken our toilets and improved.
I was
going to
say I think the Japanese have better toilets.
I was going to say yeah, don't they? They have it, but they charge you. Charge you to use them in some places. But then, like I said, in New York, you can't get a public toilet to save your damn life. So no, it's like yeah. you're charged to use those too. Anyway, this has been the toilet episode. this is
toilets
it, right?
around
we're,
the world.
We're signing off.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Why not sign off on that? Okay, flush it out. Thank you for coming to listen to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Amanda Lindell.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Steven.
Go explore. Thanks, guys.